Following report was made to the center by Jerry Phillips on November 8, 1975.
Out of the marshal, Taylor.
Uh-huh.
The guys at Holbrook, which is the sheriff's department there, are handling the investigation. And that gal I talked to, I don't know whether she didn't want to talk to me about it, or they said none of the guys were in anyhow at that time. So anyhow, I called the marshal. He said it sounds pretty good so far, and at least it's what's the direction it's going. Six of them went out in the woods. Five of them came back with the story. Now, this guy's still gone.
Now, what are their ages, Jerry? Did they say?
No.
Uh-huh.
I had a real bad connection. I couldn't hardly hear the guy, and I asked him a few questions, and he misinterpreted me, and I didn't get it, but I told him I would call him back tomorrow night, possibly, and he said he might have some more.
Fine.
But anyhow, six of them went out in the woods. Five of them came back, and they tell a story that a UFO come down and picked this one guy up. Okay, there. He said there was even out in the woods right at this time at the area checking it out.
Uh-huh.
They found no traces, nothing, you know, any evidence of anything coming down, landing or otherwise.
No radiation?
Nothing yet.
Yeah.
He said he didn't know if they had any equipment, you know, like that out there yet, but whether they were going to or not, I don't know. He said they were really going to go to town, and he said, Christ, it's all over in the papers, television, the whole works.
Did he say anything about the background of the guy who was missing?
No.
Uh-huh.
The guy's name is Travis Walton.
Travis Walton, okay.
Okay, now on these other five, Monday morning, are going under polygraph tests.
Yeah, that's what Jacob was saying.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. At least they volunteered for it.
Right. I asked him if anybody was in the area besides, looking into it, besides the news media and the police agency, and he says nobody outside has come in yet.
Gee, you'd think APRO would be right on that.
I guess.
Oh, well. Okay, Jerry, great.
Maybe I'll have a little better connection tomorrow. I'm going to tell you, I just had to really strain to hear him and him me, and I didn't want to miss anything or bunch anything up, so I just got what I got and told him I'd give him a buzz back tomorrow if it was okay, and he said it was fine. He might have some more info by then.
Are you going to call the sheriff at Holbrook tomorrow?
Right.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Gal sounded kind of funny, you know?
Yeah.
Like maybe she's not supposed to talk about it.
Some of them hate to take on the responsibility of saying anything, I guess.
Right. But tomorrow now I'll be over on this side of the room, and I'll maybe have a little more free time where I can do something.
Swell.
So I'm sorry I couldn't get any more.
Well, you did fine.
Well, under the circumstances, I guess.
Well, we sure appreciate it, Jerry.
Okay, also, I made an appointment possibly for Wednesday night with that guy in Marysville.
Oh, fine.
Get a report from him, get it all on tape.
Beautiful.
And as soon as I get to hold this guy again tomorrow night, I shall call you back.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, Jerry.
Bye.
Bye.